Hi, Kelly. Can you tell us a little bit about the movie?
Absolutely. At the heart of the movie, as should be with any film, is a love story. So you have a man who, you know, the character of Ben Lyle, who's struggling with this disorder and kind of feels like he's losing his mind, doesn't exactly know what it is, and it's taking over his life, but yet he's just fallen in love with someone, and he's left with the question, do I drag this person into my life, or, you know, do I say, you know, sort of save her and let her go? And the movie definitely ends with hope. So at the end of the movie, he finds enough courage to figure out how to get help and fight it.
What actually is OCD? Because not many people do know, as we said before.
Well, obsessive, it manifests itself in so many different, millions of different ways, which most people are not aware of. It's an anxiety disorder that's characterized by these intrusive thoughts, which people call obsessions, and then a need to perform repetitive ritualistic behaviors, which are then called compulsions, in order to try to alleviate the anxiety of the obsessions, but in actuality, it doesn't end up working, so people usually get caught in a loop. In my research, and I've been working on this project now, probably coming up on 3 years, I think, and because it takes a long time to research something like this for a writer like me, because I personally don't have OCD, but I know people who have it, and I find that it's just a story that needs to be told. When people say, oh, what are you working on? Because I'm a filmmaker and I do other films. What are you working on? And my most passionate project at the moment is Machine Man. And they'll say, oh, it's about a guy struggling with OCD. Oh, it's a documentary? And I say, no, not a documentary. So what's very unique about this piece is I'm not taking a documentary stance on it. I think that taking a more fictional, based off of course, authentic situations, is just more powerful because I can get a wide, you can get with a film like this, you can get a wide theatrical release, you can reach more people. If we could educate all those who don't know what it is, and then they go, oh, yeah, did you see that movie Machine Man? I totally get what harming thoughts are and how obsessive thoughts work and how it could take over a person's life and they can empathize with the character. Then once you encounter someone in life, you're not going to be as judgmental and it's hopefully going to help with the stigma surrounding the specific mental disorder. And it's going to help those suffering to be able to come out and talk about it more easily.
In the trailer, you seem to give a really different perspective on OCD than, say, Monk, the TV show.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think the stereotype of OCD is in society?
That's what's quite dangerous these days is somehow the evolution of the education on the disorder has led people to find that it's either A, simply just hand washing and checking and, oh, this person is like a germaphobe, or they're you know, just worried about cleanliness, or, you know, but the reality is it's so much more than that. It's so much deeper than that, and it's so much more debilitating than people realize, and now it's become kind of like a comedic joke. And so I certainly wanted to make sure that in my depiction of it, which I didn't think there has been a movie yet to depict the average everyday anxiety that takes over someone's life. And so nobody knows about it, like, you know. So
why do you think people are so uneducated about it?
Well, this is just my humble opinion, but first of all, we are only breaking ground on mental illness being an acceptable discussion, period. So you kind of have to categorize it on a macro level of just mental illness in general is not something that's readily and easily discussed, which I've always had an interest in as a human being because I think that the brain is still a physical component of your body. And so when there's things that are wrong, which is why, by the way, I came up with the title Machine Man, because I read this story when I decided to do a film about it. I read the story about this young boy, and he had some type of mental disorder where he was uncomfortable with the way his body operates as a machine and putting food in his mouth and the fact that it comes out the other end of you after you eat something, it made him uncomfortable, so he stopped eating and he was really sick. But it kind of triggered something in me that, wow, our bodies are like machines. Here's an interesting story to encapsulate of how powerful this is. My mother, who reads all of my scripts, I sent her Machine Man and she read it and she was blown away because she said, I have those thoughts. I didn't know it was called OCD. I didn't know they were called harming thoughts. I didn't know anything about this, and I never told anyone that I had these thoughts because I'm ashamed of it. And my own mother had it, and I didn't know.
Wow.
Powerful,
yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. And one thing I love about the movie also is that it's not just a movie. You've got the website as well. And can you tell us how people can get involved with that and how they can contribute to the website?
Absolutely. We started receiving feedback from people that were so excited about us expressing how they, you know, we feel about the mental disorder through art, you know, through film. And it kind of opened up these creative doors to people sending us, like, I wrote a poem about my OCD, and I've got a song, and I've got some writing, and I've got some artwork. I did a painting. And so we thought, wow, what a great opportunity to offer a safe place for people to express themselves through art, which I think is so powerful. What a way to heal. I think it could be very helpful. So we set up a forum. We encourage people to go on there. You can talk to other people that are struggling. It's private. It's safe. You can be anonymous or you can be non-anonymous. And you can. We encourage people to share their stories, talk, get information, but also primarily express themselves with art.
Now, you're raising money for the movie to get the movie in production. Can you tell us where we can go to donate to that?
If you do want to donate, you can go to machinemanthemovie.com, make any type of donation. I mean, we do have donations still trickling in every day, and every bit helps.
Definitely. Well, I think it's a fantastic idea, and what you're doing is just great. So thank you
so much. Thank you so much.